There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Bitar, we just got back from the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists. The only person not there was you. We missed you. But you want to go to a group of people that are smarter than doctors? These colon hydrotherapists were tuned in, man. They knew the gut microbiome. They knew the terrain. They were like the, we talk about the garbage men being the most important of the culture. I think of the healers, they might be right up there.
You screwed up right away when you said, do you want to know a group that is smarter than doctors? And
I was wondering about that.
Everything came up, I was like, wow, that's not setting the bar very high at all.
I'm sorry. Yes, I know. But you know where I was trying to go. I failed miserably, but that's okay.
Yeah. Don and I got it right away.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but listen, seriously, when we talk about these, like Ty was with us, you know, our buddy TMB, Ty Mullinger, and, you know, he lectures on some stuff a lot of people don't know about, as you've said, you know, the history of the things, and, you know, when he talks about the cancer, a lot of doctors haven't researched the things he dug out because of what happened to his family. He's speaking to these folks, and they pretty much know all of it, and it's just such a, it was refreshing at the same time, and going, wow, isn't it interesting? The people who are working on the bottom end of the body learn more about the real body and the way it works than those that are, you know, go to school and get doctorates about the rest of the body.
Yeah, you know that joke about all the different organ systems in the body. They were all arguing with who was the most important. The heart saying he's the most important, brain saying he's the most important. And everybody's talking and trying to say who's more important. And finally the anal sphincter pipes up and he says, I'm the most important. And everybody starts looking at him and starts laughing hysterically, like, what, you're the most important?
Uh-huh.
He says, fine, I'll prove it to you. And he just clenches up. And
nothing's going out.
And everybody agreed he was the most important.
Yeah, it's amazing how you get that kind of perspective. And, you know, I speak from experience having been hospitalized for constipation when I was a kid, you know, literally. And this is a, you know, it was a severity to the point where, you know, you're not going. That doesn't bode well for future health.
Yeah, it's the most important to recognize that the only conduit with the outer world is our gastrointestinal system, defined from the mouth to the anus. That area, that tube that goes from the mouth to the anus, is actually continuous with the external world. And that's the only communication we really have with the external world, where it's the only, what you want to call it, the only revolving doorway that allows things in and allows things out. And obviously the skin allows some things, but nothing like the gastrointestinal system. You can't absorb food through the skin, and you know you can. It is a major organ excretion, obviously, but the colon is where the gastrointestinal tract is where everything comes in and goes out on a constant basis. And so if we don't have that conduit healthy, if we don't have that revolving door open, if you stick something in the way of that door so that door doesn't open up, you've got a massive problem. You're not going to have nutrients going in. You're not going to have water going in. You're not going to have waste products coming out, and you're going to end up having long-term problems.
Yeah, well, this is the thing, and you know, we have this Obamacare ruling from the Supreme Court. I don't know if you saw this, that they basically erased the word state like seven times in the document. And we talk about state exchanges and supporting subsidies for Obamacare, and said, no, that's not what Congress meant. Oh, they put it in seven times. Nah, maybe if it was eight, we'd buy it. But they basically said, yeah, Obamacare is constitutional. I think this is a setup, and it always was, and we've discussed this, to to fail. It was set up to fail because they knew what they really want, what the medical system really wants is socialized medicine, full-on single payer, and then a full-on you know, mandate that you have to participate, and the only form of care that we'll give you is going to be pharmaceutical. And so this is the way to do it, because people don't realize that what preceded Obamacare was not a free market in healing. And that's Ron Paul's point here in the Campaign for Liberty article that he put out. He says the best allies for Obamacare are the courts, which we've seen with the Supreme Court, and now the Republicans, who are probably going to go, well, yeah, Obamacare didn't work. Well, let's just go ahead and do single payer.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable that it's coming to that point. And besides Ron Paul and his son Rand Paul, I haven't seen anybody else stand up for this. And this is a major, major issue. As you said, it was always a setup. It was always intended to go down this path. Nobody thought that it would get this far. But, you know, once this goes, this is just like the Second Amendment type of thing. You know, if the Second Amendment goes and this goes, pretty much the U.S. will not enjoy its reputation as being the world's leader of freedom. It will quickly succumb down into the 30s, 40s on that list of nations to, you know, most desirable to live in.
Right. Well, Ron Paul points out that a lot of the Republicans that we'd think, at least they claim, well, we're a small government, right? We're for freedom. But they will inadvertently aid a single-payer advocate-type system because they'll fail to acknowledge that Obamacare is not socialism. It's not. It's corporatism. It's corporate welfare. It was a payoff to Big Pharma. And, of course, it's not private either, but it's socialism, if you will, for the pharmaceutical industry. And then they'll eventually usher in this full-on socialism, and nobody will have the freedom to choose what kind of healing they want.
Yeah, and then the people of the United States will leave to go to other countries to get the health care as has already started. Even mm-hmm. though I was recently told that the U.S. is the number one nation in the world for medical tourism, which I found amazing, but apparently it's first is U.S., second is U.K., mm-hmm. third is France, fourth is Germany, I believe it was, and then the fifth one was Jordan. And so I didn't realize that, you know, you always think of Malaysia and India and Singapore sure. as these big hubs for medical tourism, but they're actually just coming into the industry with specific types of care. For example, in Singapore, to do hip replacements, they're trying to show that they can do a cheaper, better, higher quality, better response rates, etc. But when it comes to just the entire gamut of the medical tourism industry, believe it or not, the U.S. is still considered to be the number one country for medical tourism because there's more people coming to the U.S. to get health care.
Sure.
So that's what they define. Anybody who's traveling to get health care is considered medical tourism. But I think that will quickly subside with this plan going into effect.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the private system that exists within a very non, let's say, free system still has high quality in regard to delivery. If you want to seek out allopathic care or surgical care, things like that are very expensive, if you have the money, you can get good stuff done. But the medical tourism we see leaving is often related to holistic, non-approved therapies, not necessarily surgery, but let's say natural therapies for cancer recovery. They're leaving the states for that.
Yeah, and that's been the case for decades now. And more, I think you see people realizing that they have to leave the United States to be able to get the freedom to be able to access some of these specific types of therapies that they're looking for.
Yeah. Well, I find it fascinating, again, the play that supposedly smart people, because, well, they got into Congress, right? They were voted in, or they're on the Supreme Court. Well, listen, they've been bought, all of them that are basically arguing for varying forms of government intervention to salvage a healthcare system that didn't fail because of freedom. It failed because of government intervention. It failed because the block on innovation that happens within any monopoly. It failed because we go back to the Flexner Report of 1910 that set the stage to wipe out any competition to allopathic pharmaceutical patent-based petrochemical medicines.
Yeah, and I think that's why when people create this displacement, you know, they project their inadequacies and they blame it on this or that without really looking at the facts. It's a very similar thing that's done where we've talked about with the vaccines versus when they blame the viruses or the bacteria instead of looking at actually the industrial pollution and the types of chemicals and substances that were being used in industry. So that displacement of blame is a very standard operating procedure from this, the modus operandi of how they operate, by causing confusion.
Yeah, take no responsibility, run from it, in fact, and blame, I don't know, anything that they can do to just keep giving you drugs as if it's, there's a deficiency. The last paragraph of the Ron Paul piece at Campaign for Liberty is very good. America's healthcare system is just as unsustainable as our foreign policy and our monetary system. At some point, the financial and human costs of Obamacare will prove overwhelming, and Congress will be forced to replace the system. Hopefully, before this happens, a critical mass of people will convince Congress to replace Obamacare with a truly free market healthcare system. I'm not holding my breath that that's going to happen, but sure would be nice.
It would be nice if that happened, but I concur with you that I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I think they're going to try for the socialized system. They say, well, look, your free market system, which isn't a free market, didn't work, so let's do socialized medicine. But that's not what we're all about here, but we want to bring that point up as the Supreme Court has now become the legislators of in violation of separation of powers, which apparently no longer exists. Hey, if this is raising your blood pressure, and it might should, there's a story here about high blood pressure linked to a lowered Alzheimer's risk. And Dr. Pitaro, I don't know if you read this, but I was reading through this and saying, okay, are they going to explain a pathway of high blood pressure and lower risk for Alzheimer's? Well, it turns out their conclusion, let me know what you think of this, is that people with high blood pressure are probably on blood pressure medication. So maybe we should put people on medication prophylactically, because it can't possibly be the blood pressure issue or anything else. So it's the medication that's causing them to have less Alzheimer's later in life.
Yeah,
I think that's their conclusion.
I think you need to have a different little, you know, you have the moment of duh. I think this is mm-hmm. like
a moment of huh.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good one. A moment of huh. What? You know.
Yeah.
And the rationale that's being used over here shows that these people may have actually had a momentary lapse of lucidity that lasted more than a moment. So.
Well, I mean, you think about high blood pressure, and you know, you could speculate and say, well, the blood pressure, it's getting higher, so it's forcing more blood into the brain. Is that what's happening? Really?
Well, you know, the thing is that you and I have talked about this, I don't know, umpteen times on the air. What is the cause of Alzheimer's? And the cause of Alzheimer's is the same thing that causes autism. And there's a difference between autism and Alzheimer's is there's only two differences. One is the chronicity versus the acuteness of the toxicity, meaning that children with autism, they've accumulated in a very short span of time. Exactly, versus a long-term chronic exposure with the Alzheimer's community. And the other component is that Alzheimer's is associated with older people, whereas autism is associated with younger people. That's it.
All right, hold that thought. We got to go to break here. Cranking it up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Advanced Medicine time. You can always go to medicalrewind.com. If you missed the show with Dr. Pitaro, we do each week to kick off the week. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go with Dr. Pitaro. We'll talk a little bit more about the blood pressure, drug, Alzheimer's link. And then, wow, there is a moment of duh a little bit later related to diabetes. It will knock you back in your chair.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Could it be that high blood pressure medication is preventing Alzheimer's? Well, considering that Alzheimer's is not evidence of a, well, deficiency in such drugs, what could it be? Dr. Pitar was getting to it right at the end of that last segment there. I want to make sure everybody hears you clearly. You talked about the acute exposure in children to heavy metals resulting in autism or autism spectrum disorder diagnoses, and later in life, the slow, subtle, but long-term accumulation of metals in adults, elderly, becoming Alzheimer's. So are we to gather it isn't a deficiency in a drug, but a proficiency in, if that could be said, of heavy metals like mercury?
Yes, I think that would be a very proficient way to put it, that it is a proficiency in metals. That's exactly what it is. It's, you know, some people have brought up this issue. Well, if that's true, then why doesn't everybody have it? Because everybody's being essentially exposed to the same amount. And that is a true statement. And the problem is that we are all exposed to it. That is a true statement. However, some of us have better pathways of excretion and some of us have various genetic predispositions for the inability to excrete. Just like some people are better genetically predisposed to slam a basketball and other people aren't. It's the same type of thing. Some people are taller, some people are shorter. Some people have a methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme deficiency, some people don't, or whatever the case may be. And so we are all exposed to it, but some of us can clear it better, whereas others can't. And that's the reason that some people end up developing Alzheimer's. The same genetic components that define Alzheimer's also define autism. And when I say genetic, I'm not saying that it's a genetic problem. I'm saying a genetic predisposition for the inability to speak. In fact, there is no such thing as genetic disorders as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there may be like 1 or 2% of things on the planet are actually genetic, but vast number of ailments and pathology that are attributed to genetics, it's not true. They may have a genetic predisposition for it, but it's not genetic. For example, cancer, heart disease, an individual may have a genetic predisposition to getting cancer as opposed to heart disease, but that doesn't mean that because their parents had a cancer, they're going to have cancer. That's absolutely not true. Or heart disease. So
yeah.
You have a husband, and I'll just take this point just one step further, Robert, if you allow me.
Sure.
You have a husband and a wife that have lived in the same house for the last 50 years, drank the same water, eaten the same food, breathed the same air, and they've been exposed to some type of toxicity. Does that mean they're both going to end up having the same ailment? Absolutely not. If the woman has a predisposition, a genetic predisposition for cancer, she will end up getting cancer. And if the man has a genetic predisposition for heart disease, he'll end up getting heart disease. Even though they were exposed to the same environmental toxin, the oxidative stress that manifested into a pathology was based upon what area was genetically predisposed in their particular situation, meaning the wife cancer and the husband heart disease or whatever the case may be. But it's always a genetic predisposition. It is not a genetic issue. So when you take a genetic predisposition and put it together with an environmental trigger that causes it to fire up,
mm-hmm.
you end up having the pathology.
Well, we talked about it with Dr. King back in Tennessee this past weekend, the miasms, that idea that Hahnemann had about predispositions, genetic, but that they don't have to manifest based on living differently. By doing something different, by altering the environment, you alter genetic expression even. So these are the things that are validated even in the modern scientific circles, but yet they're still scrambling to say, no, it has to be a deficiency of this drug because really that's the only way we can make billions of dollars because, you know, what are we going to do? Promote something like Dr. Bitar does? Synthetic amino acids intravenously for pennies on the dollar? No, we can't do that. That's not where the big money is.
Right. And let me just point out one thing when you mentioned miasms, because by bringing up miasms, you opened up an even more involved process. And I disagree with what you said that it's similar to miasms, because miasms in my world would be an environmental trigger that now has a genetic component to it. So it's actually combining that genetic predisposition, because a miasm isn't a genetic predisposition, even though it does give you a genetic predisposition, but it was an original environmental trigger, and this may not even be the appropriate venue to talk about this, because this may be out of the scope of the majority of people listening. I'm not trying to say
there you go, complicating things again, Dr. Bitar. I try to keep it simple, but no, you had to take it deeper, didn't you?
Well, you agree with me, though, don't you?
Yes, I do. But like I said, listen, when we get into miasms, I go into dangerous territory because there's no easy way to say it, and that's why.
I'm surprised you even brought it up.
Well, you know, I live dangerously.
Yeah, but if you bring it up, then I have to clarify what you said.
Okay. All right, Dr. Bitar, you got a free pass here. No, you don't. We got lots more to discuss. Big news on the fat front. Oh, man, were we right again? Yeah, I guess we were. We're going to go into that. Also, a major league moment of duh about diabetes. And who else? Whatever else. If we want to do more miasms, Dr. Bitar has thrown down the miasmic gauntlet. We might have to do that, too. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing though I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, since I was so hard on Super Don last hour, I'm going to give him some props because, you know, we've said occasionally this concept of a moment of, huh? Like, Dr. Bitar, you brought up this thing about the high blood pressure, Alzheimer's link, and the drug. It's a deficiency of the drug. And, you're kind of like, that's not a moment of duh. That's a moment of, huh? And he threw out a preliminary version. It needs some work, Super Don, but to your efforts, this is what happens behind the scenes on the radio show live. And he came up with this really quick here.
Moment of
say what?
it's on the right track, Super Don.
Well, I enjoy being on the right track. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So we got, say what? I don't know. Dr. Bitar, you don't even try saying that.
So maybe, yeah, I won't try saying that, but that's actually something that I think you should keep on recording so that you can use that when appropriate in the future.
Yeah, exactly. I think he'll massage that into an A number one plus thing like our moment of duh intro and all the others that he does. So on the right track, as I say. So with no notice.
Less than Don.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. We set the standard so high, Don. So if we're hard on you, it's only because you're so good.
So in other words, you're saying that's my fault.
Yeah, you brought it on yourself.
So I'm still to blame. You're still busting my chops. Jeez.
No. This is a good thing. You want to take responsibility for
it. I'm messing with you. It's okay.
All right. You can't mess with me. I think Dr. Bitar's messing me on my asms, and I can't catch a break today. I didn't get much sleep. We drove 11 hours yesterday. Not that it would faze you at all, but I'm a little bit like punchy today. So that makes for good radio. Don likes it when I get punchy.
I'm fine with you punchy or non-punchy. I like it both ways, Robert.
You're flexible. Suit yourself,
I like
I'm easy.
Fruity and non-fruity.
Yes, I remember that. Marty Feldman had that line, suit yourself, I'm easy, something like that, years ago in one of the movies. Now, this story here is great. This is a big, I'd almost say a mea culpa, but it's sort of like an I told you so, and we were right. When I'm on the Jerry Doyle show, he likes to say, Robert, you were right again. You know, sticking our finger in the eye of established science, right? High fat is bad, bad, bad. Everybody should be on low fat. And here, this is on healthfinder.gov. Nutrition experts endorse decision to drop restrictions, focus on quality of food instead. This is shocking. Focusing on the quality of food? Dr. Bitar, what's happening here? It's not about fat anymore.
Well, first of all, again, it's amazing that they said that they're focusing on food while still there are bills to introduce the prevention of labeling GMO foods, et cetera, et cetera. So they're obviously not focusing on food or quality of food or nutritional value of food. What they're focusing in is, I believe, that they finally got tired of the American population being the fattest on the planet, and so they're now just going to say they're going to stop. You know, the best way to deal with the problem is to all of a sudden take the problem and say, relabel it as not a problem anymore.
Yeah.
So we are the fattest nation on the planet, and of course the way that they painted that picture on that article was that it's important to recognize that the fact there's been so much attention on the fat aspect has caused the American population to be not getting all the essential fats that they need. Unfortunately, you're talking about the word fat doesn't mm-hmm. quite mean the same thing. You've got dietary fats that are bad, and then you've got essential fatty acids that are essential and very important for good health. And
right.
I think what they've done is taken the fat, the stuff that we should be concentrating on, like taking all the garbage out, like don't go to eat the McDonald's, et cetera, that type of fat, and said, oh, it's a great thing to now stop talking about fat because now the malnourishment of the American population from lack of getting essential fats will not be as big of an issue. And again, you know, two different animals they're talking about.
Well, they acknowledge again in that sub headline the quality. Let's focus on the quality of the food. But as you point out very accurately, they're not mentioning anything specific when they say that. So if we don't define quality, we can still sell crap and call it good, right? Like a picture of a fast food burger or sausage on an egg with cheese and probably refined wheat. So,
which is exactly the picture that they showed there.
Yeah, well, exactly. So they're wanting to say now the drive-thru is okay again, like it was ever really okay because it became factory food instead of real food. And you know that. I mean, you grow things on your own ranch and farm as well, so you know what it's a whole different thing, and you go to great lengths to find non-genetically engineered foods for the animals that you help. It's extraordinary. Yet this acknowledgement is extraordinary, but it's only partway there. And they talk essential fats, but would you not agree, Dr. Bitar, that saturated fat is also an essential fat?
Well, things such as conjugated linoleic acid, for example, we don't get that from plant-based fats, and it's something that we need. In fact, they found that conjugated linoleic acid in sufficient amounts will increase to loss of body fat, and that is a saturated fat.
So, but again, they're focusing in this article on the polyunsaturated vegetable fats that they're saying, okay, and those are the ones that if you cook with them, you'll screw them up bad. You'll denature them. You'll corrupt them. They will now become trans fats.
That's exactly right. So you can take a good fat and convert it to a bad fat by oxidizing it. Obviously, olive oil or coconut oil is very good, but if you take it in a form that's been oxidized, nuts are a perfect example. Let's take nuts or flaxseed oil or any of these things. Flaxseed are good. Flaxseed oil is good. But when flaxseed oil becomes rancid or some of the nuts, if you make them into a butter and they become rancid, you know, to consume them in any quantity is a bad thing. They're rancid fats. They're full of free radicals. They're highly dangerous on a long-term consumption basis. So, you know, the way that I try to paint the picture is simplistically, Robert. Everybody can understand these concepts. And I wrote the chapter on fats in the longevity textbook. And I also wrote I've also written a 380-some page book on nutrition, which I've decided I'll never release because it's actually making people dependent. It's not allowing people to become empowered with knowledge, because what it's going to do is it's going to create another argument with all the different arguments out there. So go back to the 9-step book, and I talk about nutrition there. I talk about diet there, and this is the key thing for people to remember. If God made it, it's good. If man made it, it's madness.
Right.
So
right.
That's really what all you got to remember. So margarine, for example, is man-made. It is not naturally occurring. You don't find margarine anywhere. And that's a synthetic, type of oil, and you should not consume that at all. Whereas butter is good. God made it. It's good. It's natural. So I try to keep things simple that way. And then people will say, well, what about corn? Corn oil or canola oil? You know, corn came naturally. Canola came naturally. Well, but what did we do to it to make it into that type of an oil? And so there's all these other aspects that people have to start looking at. It's a complicated issue, and yet it's a very, very simple issue if you understand it.
Well, exactly. And on the fat, more on this fat issue, they acknowledge that the movement toward low-fat diets had unintended consequences, right? Turning people away from healthy, high-fat foods and towards foods rich in added sugars, starches, and refined grains was problematic. Oops. How many decades have they been doing this?
Yeah, well, see, that's a totally different issue now, because by taking away the attention from the fat, people, they're now trying to say, well, the low-fat foods were bad. Well, of course, low-fat foods were bad, because what they would do with the low-fat foods were, the focus on people being slimmer and healthier. That's not what the issue is. People should be slimmer and healthier, because when you're slimmer, you're healthier. You have less weight that you're carrying around. Your body's more efficient. There's less wear and tear in the joints, et cetera, et cetera. But when we're talking about what you just mentioned, Robert, with the focus on fats and that it drove people to the wrong type of foods, you're absolutely right, because when they talk about low fat, those things usually have a lot of synthetic components, and then we slow down the metabolism and lead to people becoming fat. And low fat foods are usually, they have a higher content of sugar to make it more palatable. And so
exactly.
Fat,
you take away the fat. The fat is it satiates you, it's yummy, it adds flavor, and then suddenly you take it out. It's like, do you eat cardboard? Well, only if you add lots of sugar or synthetic sugar. And then suddenly that's what people are eating, and they wonder, why? I wonder why the health of Americans went downhill ever since they put motor oil in as margarine.
Right, and I think that the agenda, the subversive agenda that was back out there for people that are conspiracy realists like you and I, I think that was part and parcel, and is part and parcel of what the entire gamut is. You drive people's metabolism into a disarray. You know, you weaken them. You immunize them. You reduce their intellect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
yeah. Speaking of conspiracy realism, I think Liam Sheff is due to join me in studio tomorrow night. That should be interesting.
Ooh. That should be interesting.
Oh, by the way, I promoted your book there at the colon hydrotherapist group. They were digging it. They loved it. And, there were some parents that were, we talked about the autism thing, because I tell a little bit about your story, how you got into do what you did and why you wrote the book. And some of them come up and say, "Was this? Is this like basically they say, is this the recipe to reverse my kid from autism?" I said, no. These are the principles that you can apply across the board, including for your children. But you, now you're talking about a whole other intervention that you want to get to. So people still want to know every detail immediately because they're so anxious. They've been hurt so badly over what's happened.
Well, Robert, I'll talk to you during the break about this, but I do have a good, I think I have an important announcement or an exciting announcement to make, but it kind of goes along that line, but I'll wait till I discuss with you off the air and then we'll bring it on if you think it's appropriate at the end of the hour.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think so. People are really, they're more ready than ever. They're anxious, of course. Their parents out there are hurting for their kids. The kids are hurting because of what has happened here. And if we can help them anymore, I will remind everybody, if you're a new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, every Monday we begin the week with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We do advanced medicine together. We've got hundreds of hours of shows downloadable for free through our many podcast outlets, including right here at GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com, rebroadcast at UK Health Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and Epic Times, as well as medicalrewind.com, which can go right directly to the shows you want to hear with Dr. Bitar, which is really great. Scalia, Antonin Scalia, the one guy that seemingly had some sense on this, although they all flip-flop on things where you go, okay, they're wrong now, but the Supreme Court, he has 15 most Antonin Scalia quotes that are really the top 15 about Obamacare dissent. And he said we should now call it SCOTUS Care, the Supreme Court of the United States, because they basically legislated from the Supreme Court, and they basically erased 7 times the word state just to make sure it would maintain the subsidies coming to the poor people that are hurting, and we're not happy that they're hurting, but Obamacare is not helpful because it is allopathic toxic medicine, and poor people don't need more toxins. Oh, my gosh. I talked, and Dr. Bitar couldn't. I couldn't let you get a word in. So when we come back, more Dr. Bitar to wrap us up, and a major league moment of dull related to diabetes that, you might want to sit down now. You'll never believe what they've uncovered. Science! I say science can save us. Well, we didn't need it for this one, but we'll reveal it anyway. Stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, Dr. Bitar, DrButtar.com. Linked up in the show notes. You can see it there.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now, we are not anti-science. I mean, we're pro-common sense, certainly. And we love it. If science validates something we already know to be true, no worries. But there's a lot of weird stuff in science as well. And what is it, Super Don, when Dr. Bitar referenced things in nature or it's natural, remember when he said that? What is it that the skeptics say?
Yes, yes.
What do they
say? He committed a logical fallacy, of which there are many. That one is called the appeal to nature.
So, yeah, the buttheads, if I can call them that, Dr. Bitar, who would criticize us, say, oh, my gosh, you appealed to nature. That's illogical, but just because it's natural.
Right, because not everything that is natural is good for you, because sharks are natural.
Sharks are good for you. They're high in omega-3 fatty acids.
Good for you. See,
you know what's funny is, Robert, listen, wait a second. Remember this one, that one person about 3, maybe 4 months ago, she was a lady from somewhere on the West Coast. She called in, and she was very, very nice when she said, you know, that I was one of the greatest natural healers, and I kind of stopped that. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
I said, what's so natural about putting in an IV, breaking the skin and going intravenously and injecting or infusing synthetic amino acids? There's nothing natural about any of that stuff. So, I don't think I've ever been a proponent of saying something about natural, but this is the opposite counter argument that I've put out there. But again, our goal, your goal, my goal,
not so much Don's goal, but the two of us, at least our goal,
yes,
to reinstate the state of health into being as natural as it was meant to be, the way the Creator designed it.
Right.
To reestablish that natural balance.
Well, and as we say, if science, you know, backs us up, oh, that's great. But sometimes you're like scratching your head and going, who paid for that? And as it relates to the fat, of course, the science all said low fat was the way to go. The high fat was bad for you. Well, they were wrong. And as Liam Sheff always says in official stories, facts change. We just happen to be way ahead of the curve. But somehow they're catching up on some things. And of course, that leads us to a question of diabetes causation. And it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Petrifying Twinkies in the Parks. Yes, they just figured this out, Dr. Bitar. Diabetes rates fall in neighborhoods with healthy food, parks, and gyms. Yep, you heard it here first, folks. We now understand that having healthier food and exercising may result, in fact, in lower diabetes rates.
And who pays for this stuff?
I want to know, because we should be paid for our thing. We're telling them this without the money.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. That's definitely the Moment of Duh.
Lead researcher Paul Christine of the University of Michigan Public School of Health in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wow. You know, I've noticed that the Moments of Duh are becoming more and more frequent, because when we started that, I think years ago, it was only maybe once every 3 or 4 months we do it, and now it seems like 2 or 3 times in a show we're doing it.
Well, yeah, there are plenty to choose from. We really have to weed them out, because there are so many that we'd be doing one every segment. We don't want to overdo the Moments of Duh, but literally, come on. Who out there doesn't think, let's say, if we had healthier food, right, or if we were exercising and moving and being outdoors more? Now, we're not saying that's the only thing, because, you know, we've talked about deficiencies. We've talked about other things specific to endocrine difficulties. But, my goodness, in a general sense, was anybody under the mistaken impression that really crappy food and no exercise would be better?
Yeah, I mean, it's just absurd that they would even try to do a study like that. There's so many other things that need to be evaluated and figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Waste effort and time to establish something that intuitively obvious. That's like almost saying that water cures, you know, let's test water and see if it cures dehydration. Which,
yeah,
which by the way, is a drug claim if you say that, because mm-hmm. you're not making a drug claim that water cures a medical condition, dehydration, so the FDA will have an issue with that.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's not being facetious either. That's an actual example that was given. So anyway, but that's how ridiculous it is.
But this was published in the JAMA Internal Medicine Journal, of all places. So obviously they don't have enough things to publish, and they're seeking out neighborhood parks for new studies to publish. What else will they find next? Well, we'll have to wait till next week with you, Dr. Bitar. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Robert.
Always good to be with you. And tomorrow, again, Liam Sheff in studio. That could be pretty cool. So stick around for that in 22 hours. Yeah, I think I got the math right. Hey, guys and gals, all of y'all, even the gaytiest, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.